starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Hi there.
You threw something at my dog.
Me? Not me.
Yes, you did. I saw you.
I didn't even know you two were here. What happened was Esmeralda bit me here and I jumped. I guess it did look like I threw this at that, but I dropped it.
Well, what do you mean bit you?
Well, haven't you ever been bitten by a generator? Here. See? Get quite a jolt out of that if you're not expecting it. Well, what's your name?
Jeff Miller.
Pete Teal's mine. Jim Teal's my uncle. Do you know him?
Oh, Mr. Teal? Sure, we know him.
I'll be living with him. Say, nice country you got around here. I think I'm going to like it okay.
Where are you from?
Oh, I've been up in Chatsburg.
Oh. Isn't that where the state prison is?
Yeah. Don't tell anybody, but they just let me out.
Here, Lassie. Heel girl.
Lassie, huh? Well, that's a nice dog you got there.
She's purebred collie.
Well, of course, I can see that. Bright eyes, fine long face, eyes set just right. Mm-hmm. Full ruff, rounded feet, and nice ears that droop at the tips.
You seem to know quite a bit about dogs.
Oh, I hope I haven't forgotten too much. I studied to be a veterinarian once. But, well, let's just say I was sidetracked.
Yeah. Oh, come on, girl.
Oh, wait a minute. Where do I find the road that leads to my uncle's place?
Well, keep going on this road, and it's the first one to your left.
Thanks, Jeff.
Girl, let's get home.
Oh, excuse me, Clara. There's a call coming in another line. You'll call me back later. Yes?
Hello, Jenny. This is Jeff.
Oh, good morning, Jeff. How's your mother?
Well, she's fine, thanks. Well, Jenny, would you please ring the...
I know. The Brockways. You want to talk to Sylvester. Just a minute, Jeff.
Hello? Hello, Porky? Now listen, this is me, Jeff. Now listen carefully. I talked to a man on the road today, and he said his name was Pete Teal, Mr. Teal's nephew. He used to live in Chatsburg.
So what?
So what? Well, don't you get it?
A real convict? No kidding?
Of course, Lassie was with me, so I wasn't too scared. I am not making it up. I tell you, Mr. Teal's nephew was just let out of Chatsburg prison. Now he's going to live at Mr. Teal's place. I talked to him today. Honest, I did.
Collie, I'll come over as fast as I can, okay?
Okay.
Hello. Oh, hello again, Clara. No, I'm all right. Clara, I'm worried. I just heard something that, well, it upset me.
Hey, morning, Bert.
Morning, Matt.
Bill's the seed catalog, looks like.
No different than usual.
Say, you hear about Teal's nephew?
Yeah, what about him?
Hi, Mr. Pete.
Hi, son.
Pop, I cleaned out all the stuff behind the barn like you told me to. Now can I go over to Jeff's?
Just a minute. What about him, Bert?
Well, they're saying all over town the boy's a convict.
A convict?
Well, I guess you'd rightly say ex-convict. Served a term up to Chatsburg.
Jim Teal's nephew, a convict?
That's what they say.
And that's right, Pop. His name's Pete. He was in Chatsburg for 5 years.
How do you know?
Jeff told me. Can I go now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bye, Mr. Pease.
Can't believe it. Don't hardly seem possible a man like Jim Teal would have a jailbird for a nephew.
Well, you know what to say. There's a black sheep in every family.
Well, I don't take to having him for a neighbor. Man don't serve 5 years for no petty crime.
Here, Telly, he's been in and out of prisons all his life. I gotta be going. See you, Matt.
Morning, George. Hey, you heard about Jim Teal's nephew?
Didn't know he even had a nephew. At least I don't recall him ever mentioning.
No, you're not likely to have. There you are.
Oh, thanks. Jim don't usually talk very much, you know. He keeps his business to himself.
This is different. Having a convict coming here to live, that's everybody's business.
Convict? What are you talking about, Matt?
Jim Teal's nephew. Fella just got out of Chatsburg prison, and now he's going to live over there with Jim.
Who told you this?
Bert. Says the whole town's talking about it. I don't mind telling you, George, I don't like it.
Well, it don't sound good.
We'll sure have to keep our eyes open. Well, I got work to do. So long, George.
And fence?
Yeah, and I got a lot more to do. I just figured I'd better get back to house.
Anything wrong?
No. I got a visitor.
Is that so?
Yeah, my brother's boy, Petey. Never been here before, so I thought I'd better just kind of keep an eye on him till he gets himself settled.
Ain't gonna be here long?
Well, that all depends. He might stay for good.
Well, what do you think about Jim?
You know, George, I'm all the family that he's got left, and, well, he's led kind of an unsettled life, you might say.
Oh, no roots, huh?
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, does he seem all right?
What do you mean?
Well, does he seem healthy?
Oh, yeah, he's healthy. Strong as an ox. Well, thanks ever so much for the ride, George.
See you later, Jim.
Jim, I'm glad you're back. Oh, guess who I met on the road today?
Who?
Pete Teal. He said he was...
Jim Teal's nephew.
Yeah, how do you know?
Everybody in town knows about him.
That's funny. Wonder how they found out.
Well, it's pretty hard to keep those things a secret. How'd you happen to meet up with him?
He was fixing his car. Lassie went up to him. And then she sort of ducked away. I thought he threw something at her.
Threw something at her?
Yeah, a screwdriver. He said he only dropped it, but boy, it sure looked like he threw it.
I see, girl. You all right?
Oh, she's okay, Gramps.
Well, she better be. What else did he have to say?
Well, he seemed to know a lot about dogs. He recognized all Lassie's points.
Oh?
He said he studied to be a vet, but he got sidetracked.
Studied to be a vet, eh? Here. Take these cables and wire in the barn.
Okay.
And forget about Pete Teal, will you?
Hello, Mr. Miller. Where's Jeff?
Hi there. You'll find him in the barn.
Thanks. Hi there. Wait a minute.
minute, I'll help you.
What'd you do, walk from town?
Oh, of course not. Mrs. Sturdivant dropped me off. Say, one more step and you'd have had these groceries strewn all over the yard.
Well, if you're going to fool around with it, I better set it down. How's the PTA meeting?
Oh, pretty good. The refreshment committee got mixed up, though, and we had all coffee and no donuts. But we passed the budget anyway.
You hear about our new neighbor?
Oh, you mean Jim Teal's nephew? Mm-hmm. I heard.
Heard about where he came from?
Well, I heard there's a rumor going around that he's spent some time in prison.
Well, I'm afraid it's more than a rumor, Ellen.
Oh, Dad. I think we should reserve judgment until we know more about it. That's all, Dad.
Well, maybe I do know more about it. I had a talk with Jim Teal himself.
You're talking about Pete Teal.
We should wait it a little while.
Well, I saw him on the road, and I couldn't very well pass him. That would have made it worse.
I suppose so.
And Jim Teal told me that his nephew did 5 years in Chatsburg.
I still think you shouldn't prejudge a person without any real evidence. You haven't even met the man.
I don't have to be formally introduced to a rattlesnake to know that it'll bite.
Now, that's hardly the same thing. Would you open those for me?
Yeah.
And besides, if he's been released, that means he's paid his debt to society. And he's entitled to a chance.
Yeah. A chance to move in here and pull some of his shenanigans.
What shenanigans?
I don't know what shenanigans, but you don't lock a man up in prison for playing tiddlywinks. I tell you, Ellen, it's only going to mean trouble, that's all.
There, square on it. Sign it. Here, Lassie.
There's another granny. Well, now it's my turn.
I'm thirsty.
Why don't you go in the house and get a drink?
You want one?
No, thanks. I think I'll stay out here and try and tie a sheep shank. I can test it with Lassie, so you go ahead.
I don't like a criminal moving into this neighborhood. And that's that.
Dad, the word is ex-convict. If that. We don't even know what he's supposed to have done.
Dagnabbit, what more do you want to know? The man's a veterinarian that got sidetracked. In other words, he was sent to prison.
Well, you might as well have all the facts, Dad. It's all over town that Dr. Weaver has taken him on as his assistant.
What? Are we supposed to trust our animals to a man like that? I tell you, it's poison, that's all. It'll be poison to the whole neighborhood.
Leaping catfish. Poison. Jeff, listen. I didn't mean to eavesdrop. Honest, I didn't. But I know why Pete Teal was sent to prison. It's awful. He poisoned animals.
Oh, golly.
Your gramps just said so. Not only that, he's going to be Doc Weaver's assistant.
Oh, no wonder they didn't want us to hear them talking.
They didn't know I was listening. I didn't mean to. So maybe we hadn't better let on that we know.
Shh. Come on. Porky, we gotta do something. If we don't, nobody will be safe. Not Lassie or Domino or Pokey.
Jeff!
What's the matter?
Look!
It's Pete Teal.
I bet he's out looking for something to poison now. What are we gonna do, Jeff?
We'll just have to watch Lassie and Pokey. Keep them with us all the time.
That isn't gonna be easy.
What else can we do? It's better than having them poisoned.
Jeff, snacks ready.
Oh, boy, food.
I'm mopping the kitchen floor, so you better leave Lassie out there.
Oh. You better wait here with her. I'll go get it.
Okay, but hurry up.
I will.
Here! Jeff,
Jeff, come quick. Lassie's gone.
Gone? Gone where?
In the woods. She heard something that took off like grease lightning.
What's all the excitement?
I thought I told you to watch her.
I was watching her, but...
And I repeat, what's all the excitement about?
We'd better go get her.
Now, wait just a minute. When I ask a question, I like to have an answer.
Please, Mom, this is important.
What's important about Lassie chasing a rabbit?
Pete Teal's in the woods.
Well, now, what does that have to do with anything? Oh, now, come on, boys. I fixed these sandwiches for you, and I don't want you chasing off like a couple of lunatics. And believe me, Lassie is perfectly capable of taking care of herself.
But you don't understand. Pete Teal hates animals.
He even poisons them.
What's going on here? What's all the shouting about?
Gramps, Lassie ran out into the woods, and Pete Teal's out there, and Mom won't let us go get her.
Now, just a moment. How do you know that Pete Teal doesn't like animals? And how do you know he poisons them?
Poisons them?
That's what you said, isn't it, Porky?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, who told you? Who was it, Porky?
Mom, I've got to get Lassie.
Let him go, Ellen. He's got a right to be worried about his dog.
Oh, you too.
I'll be back in a minute.
Nobody seems to understand what I'm driving at. You particularly, Jeff.
Now, look here, Ellen.
Now, please don't interrupt. Once and for all, I am going to speak my piece, and you're all going to listen. There's something very dangerous going on around here.
Well, that's what the boy's worried about.
I asked you not to interrupt.
Look, Ellen, the man's a jailbird, and Jeff's got a right to know that...
Nobody has a right to condemn another human being. Now, don't you see what's happening? Unless this vicious gossip stops, well, before you know it, there's going to be real trouble in this town. Is that what you want? Suppose he did spend some time in jail. Suppose he did make a mistake. Are you going to hound him for it the rest of his life?
Lassie!
Jeff! Porky! Porky! You come back here. Come here.
Lassie! Lassie! Lassie!
Now, who told you that Pete Teal poisoned animals? Out with it.
Him.
Did you tell him that?
Me? Of course not.
I heard you, Mr. Miller. I couldn't help it. I wasn't eavesdropping. Honest, I wasn't.
Well, where did you hear this?
I was coming in for a drink, and I heard Mr. Miller say Pete Teal used poison.
I didn't say anything of the kind.
Oh, yes, you did. You said that it would be poison to trust our animals to a man of that kind. Now, do you see what's happened? Porky heard one word and twisted its meaning out of all proportion. Did you say Pete Teal's in the woods?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we're all going out there and face him. Now, come on. Come on.
Brave dog you got there, Jeff. Lassie chased that critter in here and had him cornered. She needed some help to finish him off. I saw her and came running. Don't worry, though. I don't think she's hurt too bad.
Your hand. It's bleeding.
Oh, yeah. Well, I couldn't let her tangle with that bobcat all by herself now, could I? Yeah, let's see.
Gosh, and all the time I thought...
Jeff, are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you hurt, Jeff?
No.
What's going on here? Get away from him there. Come on.
Mom, Gramps, look. They killed a bobcat.
Golly.
And Pete wasn't hurting Lassie. He was helping her. Well, look, he even got hurt himself trying to protect her. Pete, all those stories, they can't be true.
Stories? What stories?
Well, Mr. Teal, we heard that you'd just been released from prison.
Prison? Me? Yeah. That you served 5 years in Chatsburg prison.
Some mistake.
But Pete, remember when I asked you where you were from? And you said...
Chatsburg? Oh, that's it. You like that now, I get it. Jeff, when I told you I was from Chatsburg and that they just let me out, I was kidding you. Everybody from up there pulls that joke.
Joke?
Then why did your uncle tell me you spent 5 years there?
Because I did.
You say you did, then you say you didn't.
I went to veterinary school. It's an extension of the state university.
How'd you get sidetracked?
Doing my stint in the service. I might have gotten sidetracked, but I didn't get derailed.
You know, I just feel like a gosh darn fool.
Come on, we'd better get to work. We have some scratches to bandage and some rumors to spike. Come on, Ollie. Gentlemen, be seated. All three of you. This little Sansuru and I would like to make a point. Today, a completely innocent man's reputation could have been ruined. His means of earning a living might have been denied him, and most important of all, his right to live among his neighbors in mutual respect, without fear or suspicion, was in danger. And all because of one silly little misunderstanding that grew and grew and grew through gossip. Now, I think these are three pretty wise little monkeys.
See no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil.
And just so no one thinks I don't eat.
And just so we won't ever forget.